The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy-ho, good neighbor.
'Twas the week before Christmas and all through the house. Everything was stirring.
Morgan was panicking.
Man, we're all panicking.
Even our pet mouse.
Yeah, our pet mouse. Random facts for you today. The design of Apple's earbuds. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with those. Inspired by the look of the stormtroopers in Star Wars. Wow. Wow. I did not know that, but it makes sense now.
Wow.
Random fact.
Random fact. Random.
Speaking of Apple, you've promised that you won't see Apple's music app to make nuclear or chemical weapons. That's because you don't realize what? You've done that, but that's in the terms and conditions you agreed, and it prohibits you using the app to make nuclear or chemical weapons. Nobody reads that crap in the EULA. They don't. Huh. They just don't. But it's okay. In there. Somebody did.
All right.
Somebody did found that out. So now we know.
Well, thank goodness I haven't done it.
Jeez. Making nuclear or chemical weapons aren't illegal enough. You don't need Apple's music app to do so. I didn't know it could do that. Canadians are so polite that this is necessary. In Ontario, Canada, there's a law that saying sorry is not an admission of guilt. Not an admission of guilt.
What? So
you got to go further than saying sorry. I'm just saying. Ontario. It's the law.
You better let your daughter know about that.
I know, right? Americans always picture Godzilla being green.
That's true.
But in the Japanese movies, he was never green. He was always charcoal gray.
I was going to say he was black and white like the rest of the movie was.
Well, yeah, there's that too. So there you go. Some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News. Festive as can be. What's going on?
You ever notice with the, you know, the fancy cable we have now that's, it ends up like a Japanese movie?
Especially after they go to a break and they come back. And then everybody's talking and the sound and the video
sound,
are
the,
all
the, off. Yeah, like we're trying to watch Godzilla.
Yeah.
And you like see their mouths move and it's... Well, yesterday we told you about the audio that was leaked of Tom Cruise allegedly yelling at the crew of the latest Mission Impossible movie.
We lost it yesterday.
Because they were violating COVID-19 protocol.
Yeah.
So now George Clooney's kind of weighing in with his thoughts. I don't know why.
You know, he's got to stay relevant.
I guess.
Nespresso's not enough relevance in George Clooney's life.
Probably not.
Flobee's not enough relevance.
Yeah.
$14 million to your friends. Not enough relevance, Clooney.
He doesn't think Tom overreacted because it is a problem. But George, which I kind of agree with,
yeah.
He said he might have handled it differently.
Well, don't you think? I mean, I don't know if you did this or not. I actually, after that story, went and listened to the audio because it was all over Facebook. And I'm like, wow. Tom Cruise, not George Clooney. Tom Cruise
cut loose.
Pissed him off so bad that he was just flying off the handle in the audio.
Flying.
Yeah, and I don't think it was an act. I think you could tell. You know, you can tell the emotion is in his voice when they're screaming
collectively. See, I have to wonder, if people are being told, hey, you need to do this, you need to do this, and they're still not.
So much production has been shut down because guys are getting COVID.
Yep.
And so as soon as somebody on the crew gets COVID, the whole production gets shut down and there's delays.
Ergo,
money,
lost wages.
People lose money.
I'm not talking about Las Vegas. So George says that he wouldn't have done it that big.
See?
He said, you do have a responsibility for everybody else. And he's absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, everybody has their own style. And he said, yeah, I understand why he did it. I just don't know that I would have done it quite that personally.
I can't imagine Clooney getting that over the top.
No.
Cruise. Maybe he would have taken him aside and said, hey, you know, you guys put on an effing mask. Okay, or get off my effing set. Okay,
if George
Clooney
walked up to me and looked me straight in the eye, one, I, you know, stutter. But if he told me that, I'd be like, yes, sir.
Yeah, I know, right?
So now for another update on Simon Cowell.
It's update time. Ding, 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 ding.
We're not sure that he's going to be suing the e-bike company for his accident, about 4 months ago.
Right, $10 million, right?
They said in three places.
Yeah. He's done surgery for like 6 hours, I think, something like that.
Well, he's been spotted jet skiing with gal pal, Miss Lauren Silverman, Barbados.
Mother of his child. So they're jet skiing. Mm-hmm. Then he's healed. He's done.
I guess his back feels okay.
Hopefully he didn't...
maybe she kissed it and made it better.
hopefully he didn't apply for workman's comp. They got spies. The workman's comp insurance companies, they got spies.
They do. I know people who've been
spies. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know they do. Remember they used to do that on sitcoms?
Yeah.
It's like, case in point, episode of The Partridge Family. Harry Morgan was the guest.
Yeah. I remember that.
And they rear-ended him with the bus, and then he went around wearing the neck collar, like he had whiplash. And they eventually ended up moving in with him for a week and taking care of him. And he fell in love with the kids.
Aww. And then miraculously, he was healed.
And he was healed. He was healed. He got out of the wheelchair. He put down the cane, took off the brace.
And mentally and emotionally.
Remember when sitcoms had a moral to the story?
Oh yeah.
You know, but at the end of the 22 minutes, there was always kind of a little feel good.
Well, first off, cue the music. If you hear the music, it's like, oh, here comes the feel-good part.
Yeah.
Full House was big on that.
Yeah, well, of course, until the 90s.
That music comes along.
I think you even had a little moral with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in every episode.
Yeah, you did.
And now today, it's like, yeah, who cares? We're just going to give a funny joke. Funny joke at
funny
the
joke
end.
Joke.
The joke.
So anyway, Simon's rep says that he's been up and walking 10,000 steps daily to help the healing process.
Flipping Cal.
Obviously, jet skiing must be part of the therapy.
Here's the deal with Cal. He and I are the same age, almost to the day. Okay. And I look at him and I go like, where did my life go wrong? where did my life go wrong? You know, women do this all the time. They look at other women. They go like, you know what? You know, I got passed over in the looks department or the body department and the hair department and the makeup department. I look at Cal and I go like, at least I'm nicer than he is. That's about all I got going for me over
That's
him.
That's about it.
The rest of
you're
it,
better
like
looking than he
the
is
money,
too.
He's got the bod, he's got, you know, everything he could want. And though he broke his back 4 months ago, he's jet skiing in Barbados. I've never even been to Barbados. I've never been on a jet ski. You know, I'd like to go to Barbados with, though.
The person who's around the same age as me.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
That's right. She could show me how to jet ski.
She could.
She could.
She could take you on one of the two-person jet skis. And then she could...
I could ride piggyback. I'm such a creep.
You are such a creep.
All right.
And then she could give you a jet ski, and then she could put those little... training floats on the either side.
I need to wear the little
water wings
on my arms so that I don't drown. All right, back tomorrow with more frivolity. Ooh, the creeper and the beauty. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
if you could see me now, that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.